Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I am Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us right now is Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. Attorney to the District of Columbia. And Joe, since you were with us last, there was this thing that happened. Donald Trump said he didn't want to see Hillary Clinton prosecuted. And here's what Kellyanne Conway added to that conversation.
I think he's being quite magnanimous, and at the same time, he's not undercutting at all the authority and the autonomy of the Department of Justice, of the FBI, of the House committees. But this is the president-elect's position right now, and I would say he's been incredibly gracious and magnanimous to Secretary Clinton at a time when, for whatever reason, her folks are saying they will join in a recount to try to somehow undo the 70-plus electoral votes that he beat her by.
All right, so there's where things stand. Your thoughts about the decision, first of all, that Donald Trump says he doesn't really want to see her prosecuted. Does it really mean anything?
Well, no, it doesn't. Of course, Kellyanne said this is his position now. She gave very interesting limiting language, and it should be limiting language. First of all, let's go back to basics. Let's educate our audience a little bit, although they're way ahead of us.
Yeah.
The President of the United States, which Trump will be on January 20th, under Article 2, is the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. If he wants to direct the Attorney General to appoint a special prosecutor or to conduct an independent investigation in the Justice Department, he can do that. If the Attorney General doesn't want to follow his order, he can resign or the President can follow him. All this claptrap you've been hearing on television about the President can't do this and can't do that and can't interfere is utter nonsense. It is a matter of politics not to interfere, not law. I think Trump may very well revisit this. This phony count, which Jill Stein, who is a stalking horse for the Democrats, has started in one, perhaps three states, is a big mistake. It's a big mistake for the Democrats, but it's a bigger mistake for Hillary Clinton. And this phony thing where her lawyer, Elias, is saying, well, we're just monitoring to see if everything works out, is nonsense. This is a Hillary Clinton gambit. And I'll tell you something. If I were the President of the United States, and this has been my position from the beginning, I would order the Attorney General to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate the email server again, and I would order him or her to investigate the Clinton Foundation. I would fire James Comey and replace him with Ray Kelly, the former police commissioner in New York. There has to be a clean sweep at the Justice Department. The place is a cesspool. And by the way, not just the political appointees, the career prosecutors at that department have been infected with politics by this president and by two attorneys general. The place needs to be drained.
What do you make of how Kellyanne Conway sort of positioned this when she said, you know, listen, he's being magnanimous right now, and it's really something considering...
It's called a threat.
Yeah, like considering...
It's called a threat.
Is he basically saying, listen, call off the dogs on this stupid recount thing, and then maybe we won't do the special prosecutor.
You know what? That's exactly what she's doing, but it's not going to stop the Clintons. Remember, she's like Dracula. Unless you put a stake through her heart, she's going to continue to come back like last night's bad sausage or this morning's bad candidate. I mean, this is what the Clintons do.
But what
the Clintons are dirt balls. People should never forget it.
What is the end game, though, in this recount? I mean,
they can't overturn it. It's to delegitimize Trump.
How does that play out?
Just like they did with George W. Bush. This is what the Democrats do. The election is never over for them. Politics is never open. It's not over at the water's edge when you go overseas. Did you see that tour by the President of the United States overseas?
Shameless.
What an embarrassment to our country.
Joe DeGeneva, as a former U.S. attorney and employee of the Department of Justice and someone who has pursued truth and justice and law and order the American way, I would love for you to reflect a little bit on the passing of Fidel Castro, because you're getting a whole lot of revisionist history
by
the media and by our leaders right now, talking about, oh, well, you know, the money and investment he made in education and healthcare.
Yeah. Look at all you have to do is look at the statement issued by our current president, this mealy-mouthed, moral relativism, non-judgmental. History will be the judge of his place. What a bunch of crap.
Like, we can't make that judgment ourselves.
Fidel Castro is a mass murderer. The only reason Barack Obama doesn't want to say he's a mass murderer is because Barack Obama is a leftist, just like the President of the United States. This is so clear. Let me just say something. One of my dearest friends throughout my life was the first violinist of the Havana Symphony Orchestra. His name was Jorge Castellero. And these people lost everything they had, and they were nobody. They were middle class. They had nothing to do with politics. His father was in prison and died in prison. Castro is a murderer. He is a thug. He is the antithesis of democracy in this hemisphere. And for this president, Barack Obama, not to say that, shows you how morally bankrupt Barack Obama is.
I just love it when Joe decides he's not going to pull any punches.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it is, and it's shocking that there's all this revisionist history going on.
Look at this clown in Canada.
Yeah,
look at Trudeau. Look at the stuff he said about him. I mean, this guy must be on drugs.
Joe, any reflections on the president-elect's team that he's assembling so far? We talked about Sessions last week.
I like them all. But my choice, again, I want Ray Kelly to be the FBI. I think Comey has to go. There's no way he can stay. I'm sure that the president is going to allow Sessions to meet with Comey and get a read and ask him for his resignation. There is no way Comey stays. I want to see Petraeus be Secretary of State.
Yeah.
I think Romney is a snake. I think Romney is one of the worst human beings who ever existed. The fact that the president is tickling him with this offer, I just hope he just lets him down and doesn't do it. I want the rug pulled out from under Romney. Romney is another dirtball. He's just like the president.
All right. Again, another strong opinion. But going back to Petraeus for a minute, how does he become Secretary of Defense after he's had his security clearance cleared? Secretary of State.
The answer is the president says you've got a clearance. Bingo, it's over.
And it's over. That's all it takes?
Of course. The president has total – it's just like in the pardon power. If the president wants you to look at classified material, you can. By the way, you think Hillary – she still has her clearance.
Yeah.
And you're worried about Petraeus?
Joe, I'm just wondering because, I mean, actually, they did take action against Petraeus.
But
the president.
Because he's not a Democrat, and he's not part of the Clinton coterie.
Hey, Joe, real fast before we lose you, you know Rudy Giuliani. You've worked with him. You've known him for decades. Where does he fit into this administration at this point?
Boy, I can't tell you. I find this whole thing weird. I thought he was going to get it from the beginning, but he may yet get it. I mean, Trump has a very creative mind. This may all end up with Rudy being Secretary of State, which would make me happy as a – I mean, I love Rudy. I think he'd be a great Secretary
of State. What about Homeland Security for Rudy?
He doesn't want that. That's just another cop job. He's already been a cop twice in his life. He doesn't want to be a cop again.
Yeah.
He wants to be a diplomat.
Good point, Joe. Thanks for that. Always good to check in with you. We hope you had a good turkey.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.